Destination Freedom. Listen, it's the Freedom Bell.
Aye, the Freedom Bell, my friends. And this is Paul Revere, called back from the shadows by the sound of the Freedom Bell, to cry again a warning that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Destination Freedom is presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Paul Revere is the symbol of warning, ready to ride down the skies to shout an alarm. His destination, now and forever, freedom.
See here. I've been trying to tell folks for centuries now that there's really nothing new under the sun. Can't make them believe it, though. When something happens that affects you and me as individuals, like what happened to Cy and Emma Jones, well, blood pressures begin to rise and panic takes command where reason and good judgment ought to. I'm not blaming Cy for getting hot under the collar, because I wouldn't like to get tossed out of my house right after I just got through moving in either. But look, Cy's lucky. Back in the days when we was putting that old constitution of ours together, word by word, some of us were old hands at being pushed around, and we knew what it felt like. That's why we guaranteed ourselves the right to speak up when something rubbed our fur the wrong way. Aye, it's in the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. In Cy and Emma's case, the Fifth Amendment came in mighty handy, too, because it says right in the last sentence, if you'd care to look, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. But now let's see how Cy and Emma Jones feel about their new home in Shoreville as they're waiting for guests to arrive for the informal housewarming.
Emma! Emma, where did we decide my cufflinks were supposed to be hidden?
I can't hear, Cy. You'll have to speak up.
I said that with all the money we spent for this house, there ought to be some place for a man to keep a little pair of cufflinks without losing them.
What'd you say, Cy?
Nothing at all.
Cy, you forget things quicker than any man I've ever known.
Hmm?
The doctor said no excitement. He said no shouting. And here you are, red in the face and shaking like a leaf and shouting at the top of your lungs. No more of that. Now, what is it you want?
Honey, all I want is to bring the loose ends of these cuffs together. But without knowing where the hardware is kept,
The top bureau drawer, behind the socks.
Top bureau drawer, behind the socks. Well, there they are. That's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, Cy, you've just got to be more careful.
Yeah. Wonder why hearts go bad just when a guy gets enough money to really have some fun, huh?
Oh, darn, that's the door. You answer it, Cy. It's probably the Beechers. Tell Grace I'll be out in a minute. And pour them a drink or something. Can you fasten this clasp? Okay. Never mind. I have it now.
You sure about that?
Answer the door, Cy. I'll be right in.
Yes, madam.
It'll be a wonderful day when we're both ready at the same time.
That's them, Emma.
Don't forget the drink.
Okay. Ah, Grace. Joe, come on in.
Cy, we just had to come over.
Well, sir, if it isn't old Moneybag Jones' new house and all.
Oh, Joe, the way you talk. Isn't he awful, Cy? My, what a beautiful hallway.
I see you have your etchings up, too. Fast work for just getting moved in.
Oh, and they're so lovely. It's just a shame.
Grace, it's me.
Well, is something wrong, Grace? Are they lopsided?
Oh, Emmy.
Hello,
darling.
Emma.
Oh, Emma, I don't...
Here. I'll take your coat.
Pretty etching.
Oh, your newspaper fell. What's this? Shoreville chosen as new government site.
Shoreville? Well, for heaven's sake, why?
Joe, do you know about this?
Well, yes, I did, Cy, but...
Listen to this. Willow Road and Jackson Street will be the site of a new building now on the drawing board, the first to be constructed in Uncle Sam's master plan for decentralization.
Why, that's where we live. Well, there must be some mistake.
Well, there's no mistake, Emma.
We just finished building the house.
Look, here's an aerial photo.
Why, this is a picture of our new house from the air.
What? That means our house is condemned. Emma. Oh, Emma, is that you?
Oh.
Are you crying?
Yes, I'm crying.
Oh. About the house, Emma?
Yes.
Oh, come here, darling.
Oh, Cy, what are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to fight it, Em.
But how? What can two little people do against the whole government?
Oh, now, wait a minute.
We haven't got a chance, and you know.
Oh, Emma. Emma, let's get some sleep. It's midnight. We can talk this over in the morning, can't we?
But we just moved in. Just got a home of our own for the first time in our married life. After 25 years of landlords barking at us, jumping rent, never a friendly word. Mm. For the first time in my life, I can pound a nail in the wall without some neighbor hitting the ceiling. And I can go out and plant a garden.
Oh, please, Emma, please. This won't help solve anything. Now, look, I'll get started on it in the morning.
Maybe Joe Beecher would know where to start. He's a lawyer.
M. Joe is a good friend. That's fine. Well, I've known lawyers...
I know what you're going to say, Cy, but Joe is a good lawyer, and he's our neighbor, too. Why, he's in the same boat we are in.
Joe thinks I have money, Emma. Just this evening, he called me moneybag.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, call it what you like. I don't like that kind of humor, especially from a lawyer.
Well, anyway, I wish you'd talk to him before you do another thing about it.
Well, maybe we don't even need a lawyer. All we know is it's maybe just another darn fool idea of some government agency.
Well, I wonder who'd be calling at this hour.
Oh, let's soon see. Hello?
Cy.
Oh, yeah. Joe? Joe Beecher.
Cy, I think we ought to get together tomorrow and talk about this government project. Can you make it for lunch?
Yeah.
Gosh, I hope I didn't wake you up.
No, no. Emma and I were just talking about it.
Ask if Grace is still up.
Joe, Emma wants to know if Grace is up yet.
Sure, sure.
She's up yet.
I want to talk to her.
Oh, for the love of Pete, Joe. Emma wants to talk to Grace, Joe. Look, Em, can't this wait?
I'm awake and nervous. Now let me talk.
All right, here.
Grace, oh, my dear, I just couldn't sleep a wink. Not a wink. What are we going to do?
Man, that was a good lunch, Joe.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, because I've got some news that's going to make you break out into a cold sweat.
What do you mean?
Cy, let me ask you a question, okay?
Well, come on, come on.
Cy, just what do you think my house is worth?
Well, say about $35,000 on today's market. Why?
The government appraiser was cruising around just a month ago putting price tags on all the houses in the condemned area.
So?
So, he put a price of $24,000 on my house.
Say that again?
I said $24,000 for a $35,000 property. Can you beat that?
Well, that's fantastic, Joe. But that's only 65%.
That's what he offered me.
Well, you're not going to let him get away with that.
Him? You mean the government, don't you?
Gee, I wonder what kind of price they put on our house. 65%! Oh, they'll never get away with that, will they, Joe?
Say, I don't know.
Wow. I'm going to get all the neighbors together. We're going to take this up at the Civic Council.
Oh, that's a good idea, Cy, but now...
But what?
Well, look. You see, I found out about this through a connection of mine in the state legislature. Nobody else knows about these price tags the government appraiser put on our houses, see? Just you and me.
Well, what about it?
Look, Cy, the less said about it, the better for me.
Wait a minute, Joe.
Will you let me finish?
Well, I'm not going to keep quiet about this, you know.
Look, Cy, all I want to say is that we'll only hurt ourselves more if this gets out too soon.
Why?
Why? Well, what would you do if you had a plan and found out that somebody was going to try to put the skids under it?
Well, we got to have a plan, too. These guys will keep a secret, but Cy, will their wives? Well, that's something we'll have to find out.
Thank you.
Cy Jones. Say, Al, can you come over this evening? Yeah, it's about that government project. Yeah, Jim, we're going to have a neighborhood meeting to talk about that government project. About 7:30, I guess. No wives tonight, Gary. Yeah, meeting's just for the men. That's right. About 7:30 at my house. Okay? Good.
Well, we're all here now. Guess we'd better get on with the discussion, huh?
Where's Joe tonight, sir?
Fred, I didn't ask Beecher to come over here this evening for a specific reason.
What do you mean, sir?
I wish I could tell you fellas, but I can't.
He's home, isn't he?
Yeah, Joe's home.
Well, he's a lawyer, and I think he ought to be asked to come.
Sure.
After all, his judgment would help a lot in this jam.
Well, I told you, I have my reasons for not asking Joe at this time.
Well, why not? He's a friend of yours, isn't he?
Joe's been a friend of mine for some time, yeah. But I'm the kind of a guy that likes to call a spade a spade.
What do you mean? Hey, just how are we supposed to take that?
Now, listen, man. I had lunch with Joe Beecher today. Joe seems to think that this is a bad time to bring this affair out in the open.
Well, why does he say that?
Well, he seems to think the government had us licked before we even knew about it.
Maybe they have.
Look, be sensible. We got to fight. Joe says the government's offered him only $24,000 for his home and lot.
What?
Well, I don't know. Emma hasn't seen any appraisers around here, neither have I. But I did talk to the company lawyer. We went all through this business right from the Bill of Rights on up. Now, personally, I don't go for secrecy when it comes to my home being in danger.
Well, I don't.
The company lawyer told me that we'll get notices from an agency appointed by the government. And if they aren't in line with what prices ought to be, we can petition.
Petition?
Then, when a petition is honored, they'll order the agency to pay us what's right. First, though, we'll have to sign a petition. I got it right here. Then I think we ought to demand an appraisal at once so that we all know where we stand. And up till then, we don't need a lawyer. When we get that far, if there are any remaining discrepancies or adjustments, maybe we can retain Joe to fight the case. Now, how's that sound to you, folks?
Good idea. Good idea.
How many times is that phone going to ring? Yes? Oh, Geraldine. You say you got an appraisal, too? Well, everybody else has, too. Ours? Yes, we got ours. Oh, I just dread to think what kind of a look will come over Cy's face when I show him the letter we got from the appraiser. Call it? I should say not. I don't want him to have a heart attack at the office. For any place else. But if he's going to have one, I want him to have it at home.
Emmy! Fun?
Probably visiting with Geraldine again. Oh, what's this letter? Department of Interior. Dear sir, inform you, recent investigation, Shoreville. This office has appraised your property and has authorized the purchase of land and buildings thereon to the amount of $16,500.
$16,500? Why, there's no good dirt. $16,500 for a home that cost me $20,000. That's the best joke I... Emma!
Dear, Joe and I feel so terribly sorry about it.
Grace, I think we ought to be running along. This has been a trying day for you, Emma.
Oh, please, please stay for supper. Don't leave me now.
Why, of course we'll stay, Emma.
Oh, I just can't get over it.
It's certainly a tough break, Emma.
Would you like me to stay overnight for a few evenings, dear?
Oh, thanks, Grace. You've been such kind friends. I don't know where I'll turn now that I've got.
Of course, Emma. Grace and I will be glad to do whatever we can. With Cy gone and this other thing hanging over your head,
Joe,
too.
Oh, not now.
That's all right, Grace. It seems so trivial now that... You know what I mean?
Oh, of course, dear. We understand. And Joe will help you straighten things out just as he was planning to help Cy.
It's so good to have real friends. Oh, look at the time. I'll start supper. Oh, no, Joe. I don't want to rush into any settlement of the estate until I've had a chance to check all of Cy's papers and to meet with some of the neighbors. After all, that's what Cy would have done. It's what he started to just before...
What was that?
Well...
You say Cy discussed the appraisal with the neighbors?
I think he did. Why?
Well, Emma, it was just that... Well, I'd ask Cy specifically not to say anything.
For goodness sake, why, Joe?
I don't want to go into it now, Grace. Emma, did Cy say why?
Well, what do you mean, Joe?
I mean, did he say why he discussed it with the neighbors?
They decided to petition the state legislature and our congressman.
But it's useless, Emma. Utterly useless. They've condemned this property, and that's final.
But we didn't want to move.
But obviously, Emma, it doesn't make any difference what any of us want to do. Look, being such a good friend of Cy's, I was trying to get him to sell your house to me. And because I have some connections in the right places. And I know I could have not only given Cy more than the government offered, but, well, break even myself, see?
Joe, what happened to your sense of propriety? Don't you know any better than to discuss matters like this? Oh, go home, please.
Please, Grace, I'm sure Joe means well. Joe, I'd rather talk to you about this in a week or so. I hope you don't mind. It's just that... You can understand. I'll call you then, all right?
Why, of course, Emma. But time is short, that's all.
Grace?
Hmm? Yes, Emma? Oh, my, you've been quiet these past few days. You know, you hardly speak a word.
I suppose I've been thinking about things. There's plenty of time for that now.
Oh, why don't you pack up and take a trip, dear? That always seems to help other women.
No. But Mother said she'll come over and stay with me for a few weeks. You can go home then, and I won't disturb Joe's home life any longer.
Oh, nonsense, Emma. Being alone is doing him a world of good. He'll survive. When is your mother coming?
She's going to meet me in Chicago tonight for supper, and then she'll come back with me on the train. Why don't you run along, Grace? Give Joe a warm supper for a change. He'll appreciate it, I'm sure. Well, I'm going to slick up a bit and catch the 11:20. Don't bother about making lunch for me. I'm really not.
Oh, may I help you?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Cyril Jones. I have an appointment with Mr. Gordon.
Oh, yes, Mr. Gordon's expecting you, Mrs. Jones. Just go right in.
Thank you.
Come in, Mrs. Jones. Please have a chair.
Thank you.
Now, what is it you wish to see me about, ma'am?
Mr. Gordon, I'm from Shoreville.
Oh, I see.
My name was one of those on the petition which was sent to both state and congressional legislatures. We protested the evaluation your agency put upon our properties. I wish to know what actions being taken upon that petition.
Well, Mrs. Jones, we have had word that such a petition was received, but so far as I know, nothing will be done about it.
Oh? Why not?
Mrs. Jones, this agency feels that the demands of the people in that neighborhood are way out of line. It's incredible that you could be so grasping.
Mr. Gordon, that's an insult. We're grasping for nothing except an equitable settlement. After all, we're not taking anything away from anybody. Seems like the government's doing most of the grasping in this instance, doesn't it?
Well, that's perhaps true, but only figuratively. If you lived under a dictatorship, Mrs. Jones, you'd have gotten little or nothing at all for your property.
But I'm not living under a dictatorship, Mr. Gordon, nor are you. My husband and I built a home, a new home in the Shoreville subdivision, which you're taking over. We paid $20,000 for that home of ours, Mr. Gordon,
And now you want to snatch it away from us at the generous offer your agency makes. $16,500.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Jones. I'm afraid we have nothing further to discuss. If you or your husband would like us to reappraise the property, we'll do it. But a closer look might show up defects which would actually decrease its value. I'm sure your husband wouldn't approve of our doing that, especially if he knew you demanded it.
Mr. Gordon, last week my husband returned from work and found your letter on our dining room table. He read it. Just how far, I don't know, but he must have seen your appraisal figure because I found his body on the dining room floor. He died of a heart attack. And his hand was clutching your letter when we found it. So help me God, if there's any justice left in this town, Mr. Gordon, I'll have a check from this agency for $20,000 within a month's time. Good afternoon, Mr. Gordon.
All right, neighbors, let's come to order. Please, everybody, please. We all know why we're here. Mrs. Jones informed me just before the meeting started that she'd been down to see the agent who's responsible for evaluating our condemned property. The chair asked Mrs. Jones to come forward to tell us what she found out. Yeah, right up here, Emma.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and neighbors, yesterday afternoon I learned firsthand what it means to be at the mercy of an agent of the government. I was told that all of us here in the condemned area have made excessive and unreasonable demands in the amounts we're asking the government to pay for our homes and land.
What?
Now, Cy, who most of you knew, and I were paying on a $20,000 mortgage. It's an FHA mortgage, too. The government wants to retire this mortgage for 80% of its value, which means I'll lose $3,500 if they have their way. There are some of you who can afford a loan. I can't. I've been told that it's useless to try persuasion, that the government won't pay any attention to our petition. I got this both from the government agent and from Mr. Beecher. Now, Joe Beecher's in the audience. Maybe he'd like to explain.
The chair recognizes Mr. Beecher.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to clarify the point I made when I talked with Mrs. Jones and Desai before he passed away. The government has the right to condemn property and to use it for the public good. We're just unlucky that we happen to be living in the wrong area. Sure, we can petition all we want to. Has it done any of us any good? Has the government acceded to our demands?
Hey, what's the meaning of the noise, folks?
Mr. Chairman, a special delivery letter.
Oh, I'll take it. Go ahead, Mr. Beecher.
Well, there's little else to say, except that I'm in favor of cooperating with the authorities so that the government project can get up in a hurry. Thank you.
Does anybody wish to say anything else?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do. Folks, you've all heard Mr. Beecher's comments. How do you like them? Well, I think he's wrong. That you all deserve a better chance at least to break even on the sale of your houses. I thought so, too. We were both proud when we achieved our ambition and built our new house in Shoreville. We were, that is, until all this trouble started. And even then, we believed that our neighbors would eventually decide to stand up for their rights. You do have some rights. Or didn't you know it? One thing that government agent, Mr. Gordon, said. He told me that if we'd been living under a dictatorship, we'd have gotten little or nothing for our property. Why didn't he go ahead and say that we wouldn't have any right to discuss the matter either, except by going down into somebody's basement and whispering? But this is the United States, and we do have some rights. And you know, not one word has been mentioned about our rights. Not one. Don't you think we have any? Well, we do. There are laws that guarantee our right to demand redress for our grievances. And one of them says our property is safe against seizure by the government unless they pay an equitable price for it. Now, I don't know what motive prompted Mr. Beecher to offer me more than the government for my house, but I'm not selling out or taking any consolation prize.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Nelson.
I think Mrs. Jones' attack on Mr. Beecher is unwarranted. especially since the Beechers have been most generous to Mrs. Jones since her husband's death. And personally, Mr. Beecher offered me the same kind of a deal, and I wish to go on record that I'm accepting.
Gentlemen, before you commit yourselves, I'm going to read you the contents of the letter I just received. Y'all sit down, please. This letter, addressed to me as the representative of this group, reads as follows. Dear sir, it gives me great pleasure to inform you that as a result of the efforts of Mr. Cyril Jones and other members of your community in petitioning members of the state and federal legislature, a resolution was passed which resulted in the court's issuance of a writ of mandamus ordering the governmental agency in question to purchase land and buildings in the condemned area for current market value. Signed, E.V. Matthews, Judge of the Court of Appeals.
Hello?
Hello, Emma. This is Nancy Potter.
Oh, hello, Nancy.
Oh, Emma, have you heard the news about Joe Beecher? Oh, maybe you already know about it.
No. What news?
Oh, my dear, you can know? Oh, well. Joe Beecher held out against the agency, you know. Didn't want to accept a just price for his house. Imagine he wanted $40,000 for his property.
Why, he only paid $35,000 for it.
I know. And the court stepped in and found the government has a few rights, too. Eminent domain was what they called it, I think. Yes, that was it. Eminent domain. And the Beechers have been given 30 days to get out for the common good.
This is Paul Revere again, friends, and I just want to say a few words about today's story. You know, you don't have to be a lawyer to know your own place in this society of ours. No, siree. We hear talk these days about our rights. Talk is cheap, you know, but so is a printed copy of some of our historical documents. You want some excitement? Sometime get yourself a copy of the Constitution and go through it. There's your rights, plain as day. Nothing arbitrary or nebulous about them. Read them. You have a right to. They'll tell you that folks here don't get pushed around without their being able to do something about it. Well, it's time to get going again, but I'll be back next week. I'm going to show you another signpost on the pathway leading to our destination, freedom.
Paul Revere, portrayed by Maurice Copeland, will return next Sunday to narrate another chapter in the story we call Destination Freedom. Presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Today's script was written by Bob Eklund and produced under the direction of John Collins. Hope Summers played Emma Jones and Arthur Peterson played Cy Jones. Other members of the cast were Don Gallagher, Alma Platts, and Jess Pugh. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Helen Morton and Jose Bethencourt. Our engineer was George Wilson, sound effects by Cliff Muller. This is Bill Grisky reminding you that the sound of the Freedom Bell is your invitation to follow Paul Revere along the road to Destination Freedom. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.